About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Time for your generation wars on K-Rock, a chance for you to win bragging rights for your entire generation. Looking for a boomer. If you're a boomer and you can get to your rotary phone, give us a call immediately at 800-520-1067. We have our representatives from Gen Z, Gen X, and Millennial ready to go. And we are looking for you, boomer, so we always have to give you a little extra time and make the announcement just a little louder. If you are a boomer and would like to participate, you could win your way into a festival in Santa Monica. And that is all coming up right now in this exciting edition of Generation Whore.
Hey,
are we busting or what?
You kids and your TikToks.
Gen Z is lazy.
Oh, it's going to be a real test of knowledge. Figure out which generation wins this week. I don't remember who won last time we did this, Allie, but I feel like we were on a...
I think it was Gen X.
Gen X. Back to the glory spot where they believe they always belong. So here we go. Up for grabs tickets. Ocean Way Festival. It's happening. On the beach in Santa Monica, September 26th. And all you have to do is listen all week, 9 to 6 p.m. on K-Rock for your chance to win tickets. Right now, though, the winner of Generation Wars will be at Ocean Way Festival, listening to bands that span many generations.
Mm-hmm.
So we say good morning now to, let me open up some of these phone lines. If you are a boomer and you would like to participate, you can call now 800-520-1067. We've got open lines now for you boomers. Let's say good morning to our representation from Gen X. Her name is Corin, and she doesn't give a crap about nothing. And ain't that such a Gen X thing, Allie?
You know, it's funny because my wife and I were talking last night. She has a lot of different clients from different generations, and she said that Gen X is by far the most stubborn.
Oh, would you
set
agree?
In their ways.
Corin, are you a stubborn lady?
Absolutely, and it's Corinne, by the way.
Oh, see that?
Get it right.
Oh, wow, that is pretty goddamn stubborn. Want me to say
That's
your
stubborn
name?
Stubborn about me saying your name correctly.
Corinne, born in 1978, is representing all of Gen X. So hold on, Corinne. You'll be playing if you know the answer to these questions that will go across all generations. You must answer by yelling out Gen X. Wait for Allie to call on you before you lock in your answer. We say good morning now to our millennial representation. Born in 1985. Big fan of playing Crash Bandicoot.
Crash
Bandicoot on PlayStation.
Nice.
I'm so annoyed because I remember seeing that game and I was never allowed to have video games in my house. It was a no video game house.
Yeah, you were no sugar, no video. Now look at you.
Sucked. I know.
You're a creature of indulgence.
Hey, good morning to Kat. Good morning, Kat. Hi.
Good morning, Sweet
Divots. Sweet Divots to you. You are born in 1985, and you are representing all millennials. So good luck to you if you know the answers to these questions that may be before your time or after your time. Just answer by yelling out, millennial. Wait for Allie to call on you. And when she does, you better lock in your answer and make sure it's the right one, okay?
Copy.
All right. We move on now, and we say good morning to from the generation known as Gen Z. The world likes to blame Gen Z for lots of problems. But
well,
I think that
millennials were blamed for a lot of problems, too, about 10 years ago.
And I know you don't believe this now, Gen Z, but you'll start blaming Gen Alpha for a lot of stuff soon enough.
Yep.
So we say good morning to Kaylee, born in 2001. She didn't even know that maps came in paper form ever.
Cool.
She was shocked to learn that. Is that true, Kaylee?
Yeah, I think before I started driving, my dad showed me his, Thomas Guide.
Oh, he still had it in the car?
I thought it was just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
If you saw that thing in a time capsule now, you would think to yourself, oh, my good God.
Like, how did anyone get anywhere?
Right. That thing's like you would see that now, and you would go, like, that seems like something Christopher Columbus would have used.
But now I understand why my dad is obsessed with, roadways.
Right.
Like, he wants to know how I got places, what freeways I took. I'm like, I did Google Maps. I don't know.
We say good morning now to a man born in 1963. He is a boomer. He believes that doing yard work is a great way to spend time. and he is retired. We say good morning to Kent. Good morning, Kent, and welcome to Generation Wars.
Hey, good morning. I don't think yard work's a good thing to do. I just have to do it.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
That's yeah, boomers hate fun.
That's right. So you do
everything is about work, work,
gotta,
work.
Got to do yard work just because I got to do it. All right. Yeah, once again, it's Kent representing boomers, Kaylee representing Gen Z, Kat representing millennials, and Corinne. Did I get it right that time?
No, it's Corinne.
Corinne. Representing Gen X. All right, hands on your buzzers. Here we go. If you know the answer, yell out your generation. If you're not answering, please be quiet. It's time for Generation Wars to officially begin now on K-Rock. Question number one. This brand of team jackets was associated with gang activity and banned from some schools.
This Millennial.
Millennial, go ahead.
Starter
jackets.
Nice
that
job.
That is the correct answer. You are on the board. And we go to this next question.
Yeah.
What was the name of the robot maid from the Jetsons?
Gen X.
Gen X.
Judy.
No, not Judy.
Oh, Rosie.
Cannot accept your second guess, and you've yelled out the answer, so we have to move on. Now we have to move on now because she yelled it out.
Disqualified question.
Disqualified. The answer was Rosie. If you get the answer wrong, please say nothing else so that we can just move on. What was the catchphrase famously used by Detective Steve on the original Hawaii Five-0?
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
Book 'em, Dano.
That is correct. That is correct.
Is that something you still say in everyday conversation, Kent?
Oh, yeah. I use it with my wife.
Yeah, I believe it. Every time.
As soon as we're done with dinner.
I just want your Chipotle order. Book them, Dano. Moving on to your next question. Allie, we've got a tie going on in Generation Wars.
Millennial and Boomer.
Guys, this brand of velvet tracksuit oftentimes had words or phrases written right there on the butt.
Gen X. I thought I said it first. It's Juicy Couture.
Juicy Couture is correct. We move on now. Yeah. It is Generation Wars. It tied up a three-way tie. What does the meaning of the acronym IIRC stand for? IIRC.
Gen Z.
Yes,
Gen Z.
If I recall correctly.
If I remember correctly, both acceptable answers. You are on the board. And now, Allie, what is happening? It has gotten
four-way tie. Everyone's got one.
Generation Wars. Who was the principal of Bayside High School?
Gen X, Millennial.
Gen X, I heard first. Go ahead.
Mr. Boulder? Boulder.
Boomer. Cannot accept Millennial. That. Boomer, go ahead.
Belden.
Mr. Belding. Principal Belding is the correct answer.
All right, Boomer's ahead.
That was close.
Now.
Boomer has moved ahead. I'm shocked that Boomer got a question about Saved by the Bell. We go to this next question. What was the viral dance craze introduced by Soulja Boy?
Millennial.
Yes, Millennial.
The Superman?
I will accept that. Crank that. The Superman is correct.
Now Millennial and Boomer are tied for first place.
Book 'em, Dano. We move on.
All right, Kent.
We move on to your next question. It's Generation Wars. Mr. Sketch markers were not just colorful, but they also did what?
Gen X.
God, I heard Gen X first.
Gen X squeaking in on the barely by just a short little pube. What's up, Gen X?
They were scratching
snips
so you can smell the flavor that they were.
Yeah, you didn't have to scratch them, but they were sniffable. That is correct. What? The Mr. Sketch. The
I
best
love
smelling.
Those.
You can always tell if someone had an addiction if they constantly had like purple lines on their nostrils.
Yeah.
You can tell they were hooked on the Mr. Sketch.
Helped get through class just to sniff those markers.
We move to your next question. It is Generation Wars. This iconic brand of super strong ozone depleting hairspray is what kept high bangs in the 80s.
Gen X. Rave?
No. Anyone want to steal this one?
Yeah, you.
No, Jake, you cannot play. The correct answer.
Come on.
Go ahead, Jake.
Aquanet.
Jake has a point. Great. Jake, Jake, you cannot win this game.
It was the back then the best way to kill spiders.
Aquanet was?
Oh, my God. That would create such a massive flame.
Oh, yeah, if you were to use the
flamethrower. It was like a flamethrower.
We move on now. There's only a handful of questions left. Allie, what is the current score in Generation Wars?
Now Gen X, Millennial, and Boomer are all tied with 2 points.
Here we go. As we go to your next question, the hip-hop group Criss Cross was known for what interesting fashion choice?
Millennial.
They wore their clothes backwards.
They did wear their clothing backwards. That is correct. Criss Cross would wear their clothing completely backwards. No one saw it coming.
With their hit single, I Missed the Bus.
Is that what it was? Was that one of their hit singles?
That was one of them.
Wow, Allie.
Who knew?
You don't know that one?
No.
I want to challenge that, Allie.
Thank you.
We move on to your next question. Book 'em, Dano. As we move on, it's Generation Wars. The United States Postal Office, here we go. We're coming your way, Kent, issued a stamp featuring the iconic boy eating watermelon, which was the name of this classic Saturday Evening Post illustrator.
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
Norman Rockwell.
Wow, that is a correct answer. A question that I thought was going to be stolen by the boomer. Talking about postage and paintings and stolen by Gen X instead.
Okay, now we have
unbelievable.
Millennial and Gen X tied.
Guys, we're down to our final three questions in Generation Wars. Anyone still eligible to win this thing? So here we go. Your next question. What does it mean if you have main character energy?
Gen Z.
Oh, Gen Z.
I think I heard Gen Z too. Go ahead.
Gen Z.
It's like you're really narcissistic and you're, like, everything revolves around you.
Yeah.
Millennial.
Millennial, let me see if you have a better answer. Go ahead.
Gen X. Wait. Hype?
No, I guess we'll accept the first answer. It's acting confident. I guess you come across as cocky, I guess. But it's the confidence, self-importance. Yeah, I will accept.
That makes sense.
That is for Gen Z. You get the point on that one. I'm sorry that I questioned it. And we move on to this next question. Only two left. It's Generation Wars. Every generation has a chance to try to answer here. If you were going to play MASH, what is something you would figure out about yourself?
Gen X. You'd figure out where you want to live.
I will accept that. Yeah, MASH was that fun paper folding game that was played oftentimes.
M was for mansion, A was for apartment, S was for shack.
Yep.
And Jake. H was for house.
Jake, congratulations,
you
buddy.
The S.
You got the S. You live in a shack in MASH. That is correct. That is a correct answer. Allie, with only one question left, do we have Gen X up by one?
Yep, Gen X is up by one.
This could be a back-to-back streak, or this maybe turns into a tie situation, which would go to sudden death Generation Wars. Describe the fashion trend, the whale tail.
Gen X. This was my star to lewd there. You wear a thong and people could see your thong hanging out of your jeans.
That is a correct answer. And congratulations to everyone. Book 'em, Dano. Thank you, Kent. I'm sorry we have to say goodbye to you for now, but thanks for playing the game. Kat, goodbye. That was rude. I'm sorry about that. And we say goodbye to Kat as well, the millennial. After all of it, and thank you to our Gen Xer, but after everything is said and done, Gen X goes back-to-back wins in Generation Wars, which means, Caroline?
No, it's Corinne.
You are going to Ocean Way Festival. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Caroline!
Go, Corinne!
You've also won yourself tickets to the Ocean Way Festival, which we're going to put under your name. All right, Caitlin? And I will play any song on K-Rock that you think is the best representation of your entire generation. You tell me the song, we put it on K-Rock right now.
Black by Pearl Jam.
Great pick, Katie.
As requested on K-Rock. Congratulations to you and to all Gen Xers that are listening right now. You can hang your head a little higher this day. Is that what you
2 weeks straight.
What a streak.
Streak.
Alice in Chains is what we had queued up, so that's what we're going to give you instead on K-Rock. Good morning.